Hey everyone, devotional for April the 30th, 2020, Psalm 23. The last half of that verse says, I shall not want. And in verse 2, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. God is not only personal and knowable, but He is also a provider. Now, sheep cannot provide for themselves. They do not know where grass is or where water is. That's something only the shepherd really knows. The shepherd knew or learned from experience how to give the sheep what they need, because part of the shepherd's job was to know where the water was, the food sources were, because he is responsible for the welfare of the sheep and to meet their needs for food, water, shelter, protection. In order to do that, he's got to know where those things are available. Now, notice that God provides for us. And notice that David says, I shall not want. Now, I don't know about you, but have you noticed that the wants never seem to end? And how can David, the man who quote-unquote wanted a lady who wasn't his wife, and it's a terrible episode in his life, how can that man say, I shall not want? Is it because David's appetite for things lessened over the years? I don't think so. At least that's not the story I hear from folks who are getting older. I do think that there is something else going on here, and I think it's expressed in Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. When we delight ourselves in God, it isn't that we suddenly become an heir to the fortunes of Steve Jobs or Warren Buffett or some other uber-rich person, but the focus of our life becomes different. Rather than being focused on what we want, we become satisfied with the gifts that God gives us, the basics of life, food, water, shelter, and family. Now, during this time of pandemic and being close-quartered in quarantine, you may be willing to trade your family for another, but really, when it comes down to it, water, food, shelter, those are the important things. And our family, the people that we're closest to, those are the most important people in our lives. When we put God first, He gives us our wants. Now, He may never give us our greeds or everything that we desire, if we desire a Lamborghini or whatever. And I'm not saying that you should pray for that, and I'm not saying that that's a promise, that if you pray for a Lamborghini and God gives you a Volkswagen, that the devil answered your prayers. That's ridiculous. But we have to remember that our Father knows what we need, and He will provide for us as we trust in Him in due time. Do you trust the providing hand of God? That isn't to say you shouldn't prepare for a rainy day, but in your preparations, are you allowing for the providing hand of God? God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow.